I can remember them all. But her style was the finest, horseback. Anyway, he was a horse, but one of the finest horses that could be bought.
Mm-hmm.
And that was his wedding gift to my mother.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a buggy that was pulled by horses?
Oh, Lord, we had a buggy, and we had what you call a surrey. We had two or three different kinds of materials that we used, harnesses.
How would the horses be hooked onto the buggies? About the same way, or?
Let's see. I have been with the yard man, ridden with the yard man down to the stable.
Mm-hmm.
We used to wait for mother and father to come in and ride to the stable. There were 8 acres of land in our front yard. I mean, it was just, and it had been, and we were the only people in any of our acquaintances who had had a landscaper.
Mm-hmm.
and that acreage had been landscaped by a man who was brought down from New York by Mr. Dodge. And the house had been built for Mr. Dodge. But after my father married, and first my Uncle Jimmy lived there, and the house was turned over to my Uncle Jimmy and my turned over to our family. And it was a marvel, and it's still in existence, and it's used by the Methodist Church as a school now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hmm. What about roads? What type of roads did they have?
Shell roads. And the shell roading and all, the county, when in my time, kept up the roads, but it had been built by the company.
And what about when you moved to Savannah? Were all the roads here paved then, or?
No, not all of them. Where we lived, it was paved. It was in, well, we lived in the next block down.
Mm-hmm.
And we moved here. This is where the, this house was built for Dr. William. He was a physician in the Confederacy, and he was one of the most prominent doctor here. And when and we lived next door to him, and he lived on Gwinnett Street. And his son died, Dr. Elliot, Edward Elliot died, and Dr. Elliot came to father. And he said, we've been neighbors for so long. And he said, I don't want to lose you as a neighbor, but I want you to move into Eddie's house. He said, I want you to buy Eddie's house and live there. He said, I don't want anybody else to have Eddie's house. And father said, I'll buy Eddie's house. And he sent mother to look at the house. And mother said, I have three requests. She said, I want a front porch where we can sit in the evening. And she said, I want, he said, now what did you, she want, I want an upstairs with 4 bedrooms. She said, I want plenty of space. The house we lived in had 3 stories, and it was, one was, we called the parlor floor, and the next floor we called the sitting room, and